Your conference is being recorded.
Hi, I've heard a couple beeps. Who's there?
Mary Etter.
Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Thank you.
Sarah, have you joined us? Not yet. Hi, welcome.
Hi, good evening.
Sarah, is that you?
It is. Sorry. Oh. I wasn't sure if there's any other talking going on, so I didn't want to, like, jump in and introduce myself.
No, that's fine. Thank you. We'll wait just another minute, and then we'll get started.
Perfect. Thank you.
There were several beeps, and I did start the recording. Sometimes it's just easier that way.
Okay, perfect.
Was it a nice day in Minneapolis today?
It was the coldest we've had in the last, like, week. It's been fairly decent lately. I mean, 30s. So I can't complain too much.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. How about there?
It's warmer than it has been, so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of
warm day.
Yeah. We've had a lot of fog, and that always, the old wives' tale is that you're going to have rain in 90 or 60 days, so we don't need that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and get started. Thank you, everyone, for joining tonight's call. We have Sarah Van Putten. Okay, Van Putten for our tonight's call, and she's joining us from Shriners in Hospital in Minneapolis, and they do come to North Dakota quite frequently for some clinics and such. So I asked Sarah if they would come on to a call tonight to let families and providers, we usually get a lot of both on the calls, to do some outreach, Sarah, and let folks know what kind of things they could look for from Shriners. So go ahead and let folks know about Shriners. I did send out the PowerPoint to all of you this afternoon. So if you did not get that, let me know, and I'll get it to you. So go ahead, Sarah.
Thank you. As she said, I'm Sarah Van Putten. I am our professional relations coordinator at Shriners Healthcare for Children in the Twin Cities. I am going to do majority of my speaking straight from the PowerPoint. So if you guys want to go ahead and open that up, it might help you follow along and just kind of be able to see some of the stuff for yourself. Just to give you guys a little bit of background, if you're not familiar with Shriners Healthcare for Children, we are in pediatric orthopedics. So we treat almost everything related to the bone, muscle, and joint. We are a 95-year-old organization. We were founded in 1922. There are 22 different healthcare facilities around the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in our system. Like she said, Twin Cities, North Dakota is our territory, and we actually travel to North Dakota to see patients, which I will share a little bit more about here in a bit. Basically, the mission of Shriners is to provide the highest quality medical and surgical care to children with orthopedic needs. We try to do this in a family-centered environment, very kid-friendly, everything from our waiting room to our staff interactions, very kid-friendly. We also have, I'm going to just kind of throw this in here, I think I talked about it a little bit later as well, but we have Child Life to help with these patient appointments. I know hospitals and clinics can be a very scary place for some kids. And luckily, our Child Life is amazing and really makes these kids feel comfortable, whether they're getting a cast put on or off, or just having a regular exam by their doctor. We do accept insurance. including Medicaid and Medicare. We will bill, however, if the family has any hardship from the bills that they receive, they just let us know, and we will work with them to make sure that that is taken care of. No one is turned away. And if you don't have insurance, you're going to receive the same care regardless. The next slide is our service area. So you can see we have 7 states as well as 3 Canadian provinces. You'll see the little red hats that I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen in parades and different things in your community. Those represent the Shrine Centers that support the Twin Cities Clinic. And all of those Shrine Centers help with transportation of our patients. So if transportation is an issue or a concern for the family, maybe you don't have a reliable vehicle, or it's just expensive to get to the Twin Cities. I know some of you are pretty far. Our Shrine Centers, each of them help slightly different, but some of them will actually drive you to your appointment, and some help reimburse for that cost. I'm going to go on to our next slide. I tend to talk a little fast, so if I'm going too fast, feel free to tell me to slow down. The next 2 slides are the pretty inclusive list of the conditions that we see here in the Twin Cities. We treat everything from fractures and sports injuries to limb deficiency, those more common conditions like knock knees and toe walking. Our most common condition that we see is CP. About 70% of our patients are actually CP patients. It's a huge, huge group here at our location. Also, scoliosis. On that second app, scoliosis, we have an amazing team that works with our scoliosis patients, everything from our surgeon to our orthotics and prosthetics department, our rehab department. We actually have 2 physical therapists that are licensed to do scoliosis-specific exercises, which not only ideally corrects the curve, but also just really improves the quality of life of these kids, really reduces the pain they're experiencing. I won't read all of our conditions to you, but you guys can definitely go through that. And for even more conditions, you can definitely visit our website or definitely reach out to me if you have a question about something specifically. Next, just give you a little bit of an idea of the number of kids we see in our clinic, how many surgeries we're doing. These are 2018 numbers. Our 2019 aren't back to us just yet and finalized, but almost 2,800 devices made by our orthotics and prosthetics department for kids being seen at our clinic, which I just think is so amazing. We held 35 outreach and screening clinics, 7 screening clinics in North Dakota, as well as 5 outreach clinics. So outreach clinics are when our doctors actually come and see their patients and do a full visit. Screening clinics are, we typically have a nurse or a physical therapist, or we do it via telehealth, and these kids and families can just ask questions to our providers without doing a full exam. Our doctors, next is what we'll talk about. We have 2 full-time Shrine employed doctors, which we'll talk a little bit more in depth about, but I also want to let you know that we have a staff of several doctors, all very highly specialized in their field, whether that be limb deficiency or upper extremity. And we bring these doctors in from Mayo, from Children's, from Gillette, other places that that way our kids are making sure we get the highest quality of care. Our full-time doctors are Dr. Christopher Vera, which is the first one you'll see in your slideshow. He is a fellowship-trained pediatric orthopedic surgeon, just like all of our other doctors that are at Shriners. He specializes in scoliosis, limb deficiency, spina bifida, and also just general orthopedic. He can see any kid that comes into our clinic with those general orthopedic concerns. Next is Dr. Michael Priola. He specializes a little bit more in the sports medicine area, shoulders, knees, ankles. He also sees children with conditions of the spine, CP, and foot deformities. Services here at Shriners. Our outpatient clinic, we really take a multidisciplinary team approach. So what's really neat about that is so many, all of our services are in-house. So our patients, they come and they check in and they're able to go to radiology. They come to our clinic where they're seeing a nurse, their doctor. They can go over to our orthotics and prosthetics department and get fitted for any braces or prosthetics that they may need. And then they can go upstairs and go to rehab. The really nice part about that is once you drive all the way to Minneapolis, you're able to do everything in-house. There are some services, of course, that you would have to leave for. We can't do everything, but we try to really make it as easy as possible for the families. So with everything being in-house, our doctors are constantly talking to our rehab department. So they're really a part of the rehab they're doing with our physical therapist and occupational therapist. They're hands-on. They're helping them create the plans. If the x-rays aren't exactly what they were looking for, we just go back over. They work with our radiology techs to get exactly what they're looking for. And same goes with their orthotics and prosthetics department. So it's very exciting that that's able to all happen in one place. We have specialty clinics. So we bring, it's a spina bifida clinic as an example. So all of the providers that child and family would need to see all come to clinic on the same day to make sure that you can just do back-to-back appointments and you're not having to spend 3 different days or 10 different appointments to see those providers. Our surgical services actually recently changed, so we no longer do those in-house after I just told you we do everything in-house. We do them at another local children's hospital, and that's just our transition into our new care model, which is working out really great for us. We're able to, our doctors are still doing the surgeries. They're just doing it at another location. So I'm going to keep scrolling. Our child life department hosts camps. You probably saw that on the little overview sheet from 2018. They held 22 different events in 2018, and those camps are everything from a prom for our patients, our high school patients, because maybe they don't feel comfortable going to their own school prom, or maybe they just weren't able to. And they're able to come with their friends and the people that they know through Shriners and attend a prom. We have different adventure camps. You see a picture here of they had just got done hiking. They do camping events. They do downhill skiing, water skiing. They do a acting camp in the summer, which is very adorable, and they learn it all in a week. We do a swimming camp. We actually have swim instructors that come in and do adaptive swimming lessons for our patients for 1 week during the summer. So a little bit of everything. That's just an added perk for these patients and is truly amazing. You get, the next slide shows just some of those. Camp Bravo is the acting camp, Camp Real World, Camp Splash, the swimming one, Camp Achieve, where they're able to try different activities. The next slide is for our rehabilitation services. So as I mentioned, we have physical therapy and occupational therapy. Our physical therapists focus more on the lower extremities, large motor skills, sports rehab, and the scoliosis-specific exercise that I had mentioned earlier. Our occupational therapists, a little more on the upper extremities, fine motor skills. They help the patients receive the adaptive equipment that they need for their daily activities and also build hand splints. So the next slide talks a little bit more about the adaptive equipment that I was mentioning right before that. These are our occupational therapists. You can just see some of the different devices that they are, that are in front of them in these pictures. Another thing in the upper left-hand corner is Wendy with a wheelchair. We are able to provide our families with wheelchairs as well. We make sure that they're getting the device that is really what is needed for the child. Not all wheelchairs are the same, and definitely the size is not the same. So it's really important that these kids get the exact device that they need, which I'll piggyback off of. A very exciting grant that we have is we have a grant to do bicycles for children, adaptive bicycles. So everything from bikes with hand pedals, or maybe it's just a larger tricycle with that really can strap the feet in, handles for mom or dad to walk behind if that's what's needed. It's all of these bikes are custom for that child, which is just, we've had this grant for a while now, and the kids just love it. And it's probably one of the most exciting things that I see from my office view. You see kids riding by, and I don't know, I'm going to add a little personal story, but I got on the elevator one day, and a little girl was pulling up on her bike, and I was like, oh, are you going to ride the elevator down with me? And she goes, yeah, but I'm not getting off my bike. And I said, yeah, are you excited? And she started crying and told me that was the first time she was able to ride a bicycle, and she wished she could ride it all the way home because it was going to be the first time she could go on a bike ride with her siblings. And it's moments that like that are just so rewarding. To see these kids being able to live the normal life that they truly deserve, or that they have been wanting to do just to keep up with their siblings. This next slide is for our scoliosis-specific exercise. I feel like I talked about that pretty well earlier. Like I said, we have two of our physical therapists that are certified in the Schroff method. They are certified to the second level. So there's not a ton of physical therapists out there that are certified in both the first and the second. This is just a very intense program. The children come and spend about 4 days, and it's multiple hours for that first week, and they're able to learn exercises that they can take home to do. But once they start, they have to be very dedicated to the program. It's definitely something that you do every single day, just not while you're at physical therapy. I meant to mention earlier when I was talking about scoliosis, we actually have an app that was created by Shrine Doctors. It's just called Spine Screen, and you can download it to your phone, and it walks you through the steps of screening a child. So if there's ever a concern of your son or daughter, it will just tell you if their spine is in range or out of range. So then you know if you need to seek care. It's not 100%. It's not anything. But if there is a concern, you might be able to get a little bit of a peace of mind by doing that screen until you're able to get into the doctor. Next is our orthotics and prosthetics department. We refer to it as our POPS department. As I mentioned, any orthotics or prosthetics that are needed, we are able to fit them in-house, and then we get those to those kids relatively quickly. And we're able to provide these to the kids as they grow. So if any of you have had any experience with prosthetics, sometimes insurance only covers it for every so many years, but as we know, kids grow and they grow fast. So as they need them, they get fit for new ones. Our techs will say their favorite thing is when a kid comes in with a broken device, because that means they're using it and they're truly living like kids. So I think that's really exciting. It doesn't mean that it's not well made. It doesn't mean anything. It's that these kids are out running hard and playing hard. To be in that situation. We do custom devices. You'll see some examples on the next slide. You'll see shoe lifts, but also like athletic legs. You'll see that this girl to the left has an arm specifically to play her instrument. We've done arms for goalies. Just really if there's something, a ballerina leg, if there's something these kids are very passionate about, we try our best to customize to make sure that we are not holding them back from doing what they truly want to. You can see our 3-day scanner in Carver on the next slide. It's really neat. They're actually able to take a scanner and go over the limb that needs the device. And then it transfers into the computer. And then this device actually just does the carving of the form. That eliminates casting, like you've probably seen done if you're around this type of equipment. A lot of times you'll have to cast the patient to get the form made, but this replaces that. 2020 is a very exciting year for Shriners Healthcare for Children in Twin Cities. We have a lot going on. So first is we're moving. We're actually going to be in a new facility starting at the end of June of this year. This just is the next step of our transition of our care model. It was just time to kind of freshen up some of our things, and it's very exciting that we get a brand new facility to do that in. So we will be, our new address will actually be in Woodbury, Minnesota, which is not far at all from where we are currently located. But that move will be happening in June. We have tons of exciting events before then. So if you guys are social media people, definitely follow along on our social media to see open houses. And if there's any physicians on the line today, we'll be doing a physician-specific open house where we'll have some of our providers that you can talk to and kind of do a tour before we even start seeing patients there. So definitely stay on the lookout for that. And then, as we talked about, we do see patients in North Dakota. We do an outreach clinic in Bismarck, and we will be doing 6 of them throughout the year. Dr. Vera and Dr. Priola alternate when they're coming out. Every other month, we are there, and we will see new patients at this clinic, pending that they are an appropriate referral. But also, there are just some conditions that will need them to come to the Twin Cities for their initial appointment. But ideally, we'll be able to see them in Bismarck and save so much drive time. We also do about 5 to 6 screening clinics in North Dakota every summer. We do them kind of all the way across the state. We start in Williston and work our way to Minot. Oh, goodness, now I'm drawing a blank. And Grand Forks, a few other places, but those will also be on our social media. We try to send out that information to all of our contacts as well, and that's usually that first week of June. So at a screening clinic, if there's just any concerns or if you just want more information about the services that we could potentially offer for a specific condition, you can definitely make an appointment and come to that. Other outreach clinic sites that are not super relevant to you guys, but we also have one in Boys Town, Nebraska, and Rapid City, South Dakota. So our doctors are making their rounds quite a bit, which is great for the patient families because they're able to save so many trips to the Twin Cities. Next, we have a monthly MUGS webinar event. So this is education brewed for the healthcare community. You can see on this next slide, we just had our first one for 2020, and February 19th and March 18th are the next planned events. And these are common pediatric orthopedic conditions, and when is it necessary to seek treatment for these? So primarily things like knock knees, end toeing, toe walking. Toe walking is pretty common for young kids, so at what age does it become more of a concern, or what are some indicators that it should be a concern sooner? Our PAs will be doing those presentations, and I think they'll do an amazing job, and I'm very excited to watch those. If you guys are interested in tuning in for those, there's the address right there. I guess you guys have, I was going to say take a screenshot of your screen or something, but you guys should have this presentation and can definitely look that up. It is free to attend and watch, and it's 7:30 to 8:15 in the morning. It's quick. We have some feedback for questions during that, and definitely encourage you to attend if you have any questions about that. getting scheduled and referring to Shriners is very easy because we treat children regardless of their ability to pay or regardless of their insurance situation. They don't, if moms and dads on the line, if you have a concern and feel like your child can benefit from our services, you can call our intake phone number tomorrow morning and get scheduled for an appointment. Doctors, you can, physicians, all, any healthcare provider on the line, you guys can definitely fill out a referral form and send it in, which allows for a little bit more follow-up and connection back and forth. But there's our intake PC line that you can send your referrals to, but definitely just make a phone call and we can get you scheduled. I apologize because I'm a super fast talker, but that leaves tons of time for questions. So thank you so much for listening and allowing me to go through some of our services and giving you guys an overview of Shriners Healthcare for Children and what we have going on here in the Twin Cities.
That's great. Sarah, are you going to be posting when the doctors are going to be also in Bismarck at the outreach clinics?
Yes, and I can give you those dates if you give me 1 second. We are there coming up soon, so let me find that for you. Sorry, I don't have the schedule right in front of me, so just be patient for a second. I'm happy to answer any other questions while I find this, if someone has one waiting.
Did anyone else have a question for Sarah or a comment? Joan, are you on?
Well,
oh, go ahead.
I have a comment. My name's Harry. My wife, Mary, is also on the line. And we just want to give a testimony to how well Shriners works. Our son had really bad scoliosis, and he had surgery on December 31st at Mayo at St. Mary's with Dr. Larson. And the treatment before that and the attention and the bedside manner we got at Shriners was incredible, and our son felt comfortable. He also had autism, so there was a lot of hurdles, you know, with the anxiety and whatnot, and both Shriners and St. Mary's were wonderful. He's back in Bismarck now. He's doing much better. And again, we cannot thank Shriners enough. And everybody we talk to, we say that if you ever have the opportunity to donate, that Shriners is a great choice based on what we've seen, what we've experienced, and it's just been a great experience.
That's
I'm
really
so glad
awesome.
You had a great
experience. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying I'm so happy that they had a great experience with the care they received. Thank you for sharing. Sorry,
someone
I
else?
Finally made my
go ahead.
Folder.
Okay.
I was just going to share some of our Bismarck dates. And this, you can schedule these appointments the same way you schedule any appointment by just calling our 6105 number that was on that slide. You just let them know that you want to be seen in Bismarck, and you'll actually probably talk to one of our nurses as well before getting scheduled, but we can definitely get that taken care of. So our next outreach in Bismarck is March 26th, and following that will be May 21st. I can continue with dates if you want, but those are our next two, and then July 9th. And then we're looking into late summer and fall.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Did anyone else have any questions for Sarah or comments? I thought someone else had a question also or a comment a little bit ago. Don't be shy. Joan, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Did you have any comment at all? Because I know that you were very pleased.
Yes. Well, my daughter's 26 now, but she went to Shriners until she transitioned out, and we had great care there. She had surgery there. We stayed there for that. We stayed at the Parent Accommodation Center several times, and we had nothing but good experiences. I can't say enough either, and even for the Shriners that we work with here in Grand Forks, the Chem Temple Shrine office here is wonderful, too. So you guys do great work, and I highly recommend families. I sent a lot of families your way. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to hear about your guys' great experiences.
Thanks, Joan.
You're welcome.
If any other, we'll do another call for questions or comments if you have any. Otherwise, we'll end the call early tonight. Any other questions or comments? Generally, and they have been sending the dates to me. I will, if you're getting the e-newsletter, I also put those dates in there as well. So that usually comes out on Mondays and includes other events that are happening all across the state by month. But I usually run those until the event happens, and then I pull it out. Otherwise, it is a long weekly e-newsletter, but hopefully people get some good information out of it.
Yeah, so, we'll definitely make sure to share all of our screening events and outreach events in the future to make sure you can tell your entire group. So we appreciate you sharing that information.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah, for sending it also. And if also I can include the calls in the morning in the newsletter, too, if you would like me to. So
that'd be great.
Yeah. So thank you again, Sarah, for coming on. We've had a number of families have called and inquired about the services of Shriners, so I'm glad that you were able to take the time to join us tonight. So thank you a lot.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me tonight. I hope you all were able to learn something, whether it be about our services or just really anything. I hope it was a beneficial call for all of you, and I appreciate you letting me be a part of it.
Yeah, thank you. So good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks again.
The leader has disconnected. The conference will be terminated in 5 minutes.
Yeah.